This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Legacies shape who we are, but who's shaping them? In the new season of Black History Year, we're breaking down the meaning and power behind the personal, familial, and systemic legacies that define our world. We're diving deep into how political and cultural forces have historically molded Black communities and what it means for our future. Join us on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts for a new season of Black History Year. Let's shape our collective memory and legacy together.
We have to break back into the conversation, Bo, about Major League Baseball and ESPN and their partnership coming to an end. Both sides kind of releasing a statement yesterday, Major League Baseball sounding pretty sour, I want to say, saying basically ESPN hasn't given us the coverage that we deserve as a growing lead with the excitement. I think it's clear for anybody that's watched ESPN. They focus on the NBA and they focus on the NFL. Mm-hmm. It's just the nature of the beast. Those, to the people in charge of ESPN, are the two exciting sports. We definitely think they're two of the most exciting sports as well. But it is sad to me because all I can hear is da-da-da-da-da-da. I can just hear the ESPN music blaring in my ears in my childhood years, in the mid-90s. And, watching the Wednesday night doubleheader, watching Sunday night baseball, John Miller, Joe Morgan, you name it, man. It's been a good run, but the way we consume sports is changing, and this partnership is changing as well.
I kind of think back. What I have Sunday night baseball on a lot in my house, but it's on the second TV on a Sunday night when there's not really anything else going on sports wise, right? The golfing tournament. It's because we're talking about summer. Golf tournament's over. The race is over normally. And so it's one of those deals where I turn it on. I'm going to miss that aspect. But the Sunday, the glory days of Sunday night baseball was something I watched a lot. And it was a big deal, the Sunday night baseball game. It's just the oversaturation. Now you got a game on Saturday on Fox. You get a national game. You can pay-per-view games on FanDuel now. Some of that's coming. Now that's starting this year. That's not been there, but it's one of those deals where if MLB, I hope that they have a plan to make up this revenue, because if not, it's not gonna. That's where the league's missing out revenue, and in a league that's already slanted because of the individual TV rights deal.
See, that's regional sports networks.
That's why the NFL can have a salary cap where they do, and money come and because of the revenue sharing that they have with the TV deals. But in Major League Baseball, each team has its own deal,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And the Dodgers TV deal allows them to spend like drunken sailors, yep. And the Braves doesn't. Now the Braves are the batter they're making money off of, and that's a whole different story. But the Pirates, let's say the Pirates are a better example, they don't. So it's just there's a lot that goes into it, and it's the problem when you want to compare sports and how sports leagues operate, because they're not one and the same.
Yeah.
So
I completely agree.
They're just so much different. But that's part of it. That's one thing about like NASCAR. Look at NASCAR. They have three different TV providers.
And their own channel on Tubi, of all things.
Replace that. They have four.
Yeah, they do.
Because
they have
Fox for a lot of the cup races and truck. They have CW for the Xfinity races this year. They're going to have, what, NBC this year? Dell Jr. is going to be a part. Not NBC, but excuse me, Amazon Prime.
Amazon Prime.
And then NBC after that.
They have HBO.
And HBO's doing a thing. So they got five. That's five.
Yeah.
I mean, it's unbelievable. So it's crazy how it's gone. And TV rights deals continue to drive sports as a whole. Look at college football.
Yeah, I mean, you're spot on. The NFL's all over the place. I mean, Netflix, you mentioned CW. You look at all the other apps and look at everything else going on. It is what it is, man. It's sad to me, but I understand it. It's just the nature of the beast and consuming sports right now. So.
All right, let's talk about me.
But every time I hear about Bo racing, I don't hear about Bo winning.
You notice he did that. We're not in studio. That's right. You know, Dylan, I said a very special and emotional life squad. I didn't mean because I'm going to be angry. All right? I do want to thank my friends at Baron Burton's with W Sauce, Bloody Mary Mix we've got here. We're going to consume quite a bit of all that. And my friends at New Realm Brewing, the official beer of Kennesaw State Athletics, is Al N Lager. And our fridge is full of it, Mike. Look at this. Look at all that Al N Lager
I'm
in our fridge. I don't know
afraid.
Why I opened the door to show you when you could have said yeah anyways, but – yeah,
I'm afraid those shelves are going to collapse. There's so much beer in our fridge. But that's a good thing, man. I'm here for it. It's been a good weekend already. And the rest of the squad showing up very, very soon.
Well, my mama is probably listening because she listens often. And I know that, she's probably like, what are you doing? Why are you drinking all that beer? And I said, well, you know, I gotta cope. But my mom has been on my mind a lot lately, Mike, because I'm playing in my Thursday night league back in the summer. Sometime in early June, and I get a call from my sister. And my sister and I text, but she ain't calling me. And so I'm like, I got a golf club in my hand. I'll get to it. Well, phone rings again. Mm. So I got to throw the AirPods in.
That's always a scary thought.
In the middle, and we're literally walking to the green on the first hole of MGA that night. And she says, look, I got to talk to you, because I figured when she called me back the second time, it was urgent. And said, are you busy? And I said, yeah, I'm on the golf course, but I can talk. And she says that my mom, they found something, and they think that, you know, they want to look at it different, and they think it could be breast cancer. And so, you know, I kind of process things normally, decently, and I go, okay. So I finished the round, might have had an extra transfusion or two that night. And then a little bit later, a couple weeks later, find out it is. And so they send my mom through. She had chemo for 20 weeks, just brutal. Then she had a surgery, and then she did radiation. And yesterday was her last radiation treatment. They rang the bell for her. So she has she has fought through it, and it's not been easy. But I mean, you know, you got all these cliches, and you know about your parents, and you think you know everything and they're dumb. And then you realize when you get a certain age that they're not, and they might have done you right. My mom, you know, I got different relations with both parents, and both are great. Both have been there my entire life, done everything for me. But my mom's I like to cook, and you know that. Like I have fun in the kitchen.
Yeah. Yep.
And so my dad's when I need something fixed, and my mom is when I need to cook. So it's been weird, and it happened all during football season, and I couldn't be as involved, but I cannot, you know. So my dad took her every day. My sister helped a ton, and because she lives close, but man, I never thought that I would, you don't ever think it's going to happen. And now you get here and you're like, man, I can't believe, you know, she fought through it. It's unbelievable strength.
It had to have been incredibly emotional for you, and Dylan's right for hitting the clapping, man. It's awesome, you know, to be able to go through that, and obviously so many different ways it could be a terrifying story, and yet it's at this point it's a feel-good, and so I love that. I never met your mom in person, but just knowing the person she is, take me back to the first time you talked to her or saw her after you had the news, and kind of – you know, what her initial kind of feeling was.
That was funny because they kept it a secret. My sister told me my parents didn't want – they wanted to make sure everything was – that they knew what it was. And, no, dude, she was just like, well – she's like, you know, they tell you it's not – it wasn't a stage. It was in phase two or phase three or something. And I said, well, I don't know what that means. She's like, well, I don't know. We'll figure it out. We're just going to – she just kind of had a – it was just like – it was not an option. It was like, well, we got to do this, and this is what we're going to do.
Yeah.
It was very, businesslike.
Matter of fact.
Very businesslike, yeah, which is amazing because we're a very emotional family.
Right. Well, but I will say this. I mean, having talked to Mrs. Billy, your mother, you know, for the short amount of times, and she came and played fair foul on Mother's Day and all the other stuff, she seems like a very matter-of-fact person, albeit emotional, because my family's kind of the same way. She seems like a very matter-of-fact, like, okay, tell me what the next step is.
Yeah, it's pretty much what it was, and I know that it was tough at the end that the hard chemo where you go every other week, and I mean, they just dose you up, and I know that was tough, but she has been very much herself lately through this radiation. I've noticed it. You know, you can just tell. Like, I know how my mom is when she texts me, and when she's popping at me, and that means she's
giving you
good.
Attitude,
and she's been giving me attitude for a little bit here lately, and I'm happy to see it. But I, you know,
I don't know anybody else like that, by the way.
But really. I just wanted to give my. I didn't want to. This, yeah, right.
Yeah.
It's not about me. You know, it's something that she wanted to keep and fight it on her own, like privately, and we did. But I told her as soon as she beat it, we were going to talk about it, and I'm just so proud that
you should
she beat
be.
It.
You should.
And
be.
It's cool. It's and now she gets to meet Porkchop. And it's just such a cool thing.
Yeah, man. There's nothing better than when Mama gets to hold that grandbaby of yours. And so, shout out to her. And I know there's a lot of other people out there who have dealt with this same situation, and have had, you know, good scenarios and bad scenarios. And so we're thinking about you guys out there if you're dealing with the bad. But shout out to Mrs. Billy for all things she's been through, and luckily coming out on the other side, man. So that's good stuff, man. That's a good life of Squid. And I know that it'll be emotional here in a couple months when little baby Squid comes out, little Porkchop, and you're able to have that moment. So.